BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The head of a US Congressional Committee on Intelligence says he has seen no evidence of collusion between Russia and Donald Trump's presidential election campaign last year. Speaking to Fox News, the committee chairman, Devin Nunes, also said there was no evidence that the former President Barack Obama had ordered wiretap surveillance of Trump Tower. On Monday, the director of the FBI, James Comey, appears before the Intelligence Committee to answer evidence about whether Russia interfered in the election. The Social Democrats in Germany have elected the former European Parliament President Martin Schulz as party leader to take on their senior coalition partners, the Christian Democrats, in the election in September. Mr. Schulz attacked Chancellor Angela Merkel's plans to cut taxes and welfare programs while boosting defence spending and pledged to resist anyone trying to drive a wedge between Germany and the European Union. Syrian government forces have been engaged in fierce clashes with rebels on the eastern edge of Damascus. Syrian state media said militants from a faction linked to al-Qaeda used secret tunnels to launch the surprise attack. The Brazilian President Michel Temer is holding emergency meetings with his ministers, foreign ambassadors and meat producers to discuss the country's meat industry crisis. On Friday, federal police agents closed three meatpacking plants and arrested executives after discovering that they had been selling rotten produce for many years. A Hindu hardline leader has tried to reassure religious minorities in India's biggest state, Uttar Pradesh, after being sworn in as chief minister. Yogi Adityanath said his top priorities would be good governance and development for all. The $1 million Global Teacher Prize has been won by a Canadian who teaches in a school in the Arctic which can only be reached by air. Maggie McDonnell set up life skills programs, a fitness centre and a community kitchen for her students. At the awards ceremony in Dubai, she said she wanted to address the high levels of youth suicides in her community. BBC News.